Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Onega Buffaloes Locker Room Chat, week number one here with it, as we're getting stampeded on the road here. And I'm Crennan Prophet, alongside me, Craig Boswell. This is fifth-year head coach and as well with the program. This Locker Room Chat has been brought to you and will be brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Main Star Trust. And Coach, walk me through a little bit of what the offseason was like for you. Obviously, you want to flip the page from last year and talk about a little struggling with injuries and bringing some big quality players back in this year. But what was that offseason like for you, as well as touch up a little bit on that Jamboree where you played against Valley Falls, Axtell, and Maranatha?
Yeah, just to touch up kind of the offseason. We had a couple girls last year that weren't able to play with us due to injury, and we got one back late last season, but it's just hard to catch up when you play in the TVL. And, just off-season, just expecting them to come out and obviously participate in the other sports in the school year. Getting them back has really showed up, and it's really going to help our squad. As of last night, the Jamboree, I think we did all right. We were heading in the right direction. And just another year of maturity with these juniors and the three seniors that we have. You can just tell they're just a little bit more disciplined, and they're just taking their time. And it was really good to see, and I'm really looking forward to this year.
Yeah, you talk about some of your big-time players. Bridget Campbell, I mean, she averaged 11.3 points per game, 3 assists per game, which led the team. So, kind of tell me what's going to take for a player like her to get going again on the court side this year, as well as some other players.
Yeah, we got some underclassmen that I'm hoping that will help her out, bring the ball up. We're kind of wanting to see her play a 2 or a 3. I feel like that might be more of a natural position for her. She's kind of our play creator. She's the engine. So we want to try to get a supporting cast around her and some of her other major players. But, yeah, Bridget, she understands the game. Her IQ's there. I'm kind of hoping the girls will feed off her a little bit during the season. And hopefully we can get girls that can help support her so she can stay at 2 or 3. If that's not the case, then we'll probably have to have her bring the ball up just like we had the last 3 years.
So let's just get a quick real peek at these upcoming opponents. I know it's real quick. I mean, by the next time we talk on Wednesday, you'll have already faced three teams: Lynn, Northern Heights, Cornerstone. What's it going to be like to really hit the grindstone here early on and, get to a good early start before Christmas break?
Yeah, starting off with Lynn. Lynn's, they're going to be fast, and they got a great post. We're going to probably have to, start off with a little bit of intensity, maybe a little bit of press, just kind of pick up the pace a little bit. They have great guards. That's going to be an ultimate test for us. I think that will show us exactly where we need to or what we need to do. Where we need to go. But then, following Lynn, we travel to Northern Heights and we get Cornerstone at home. I think we'll figure out a lot of who we are, Thursday. And that's ultimately kind of what I'm focused on, because that will kind of show us where we are as a team.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time here on the Onega Buffaloes Locker Room Chat. Again, week one, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Main Star Trust. Head coach, good luck against Lynn, Northern Heights, and Cornerstone.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.